is brought to you by Health Services, VA Health Services Research and Development, who funds our VA Outcomes Group Research Enhancement Award Program. So we don't like to think of ourselves as slaves, but my team and I, and Richard Wee is in the audience, Alan West and Bill Weeks, do hope that our efforts will snowball into some positive effects on the health of rural veterans. We have focused on three questions. First, is there a difference in health care needs when comparing veterans in rural and urban settings? Second, is access to VA care restricted for veterans who live in rural settings? And if so, couldn't they just use the private sector instead? And finally, even if access is restricted, does it matter? Because after all, more health care might not be good for your health, and we'll talk about a little more about this later. We evaluated health status, our first question, using the veterans. Using the veterans SF-36 questionnaire. It's a general assessment of health status, which was given in a survey to 1.4 million veterans, and it gave quality of life in two dimensions, physical health component score and mental health component score, with a lower score equating to worse health status. We were able to separate veterans into rural and urban residences based on what are called rural-urban commuting area designations. How did you make this go? Okay, here we go. Maybe I'm not pushing it hard enough. So we found that rural veterans who used the VA compared to the U.S. hospital or U.S. population are overrepresented. In that 22% of VA users are rural compared to 14% of the U.S. population who live in towns less than 10,000. And compared to urban veterans who use the VA, rural veterans are older by a couple of years, poorer, more likely to be unemployed, and have more comorbidities. We found that overall, and before adjusting for variables that matter, rural veterans had worse health-related quality of life than urban veterans by about 4 points on their physical component score and by about 2 points on their mental component score. So we separated these into cohorts with six common psychiatric disorders and found similar results, that the disparity persisted in that rural veterans had lower mental component scores within these cohorts of mental illness. We did the same with physical illness. 30 physical disorders we looked at, separated into cohorts, and found that physical component scores were worse for rural compared to urban veterans. And then even after adjusting for demographic differences, we found that living in a rural setting was associated with about a 2-point lower PCS and close to a 1-point lower MCS, which means higher health care costs for people with lower PCS scores by about 11% and about 2% higher mental component scores based on this difference. We also found that most physical disorders were more prevalent among veterans who lived in rural settings. So veterans in rural settings might have greater health care needs. They're sicker, there's more physical illnesses are more prevalent. So the next thing we did was looked at use of health services. We understand that veterans have a choice. Really isn't going. I'm so sorry. I just can't make this go does it and then it doesn't do it. Okay, so veterans have a choice. They can use the VA, but they have to qualify 5554 or having a disability. They may need to copay for services, particularly pharmacy, and if they are insured by another non-government insurer, VA can bill the insurer. Not so with a government insurance, though. They can also use the private sector, which could be paid for by another government insurer. They can use commercial insurance or they can self-pay. So we asked two questions. Might those who live at a distance from healthcare, because we know they have a lower healthcare quality of life, use more services to get their needs met? And also, if they live far from the VA, couldn't they just get care in the private sector? If the latter case applied, wouldn't that just be more available services for veterans who live close to the VA, and the VA would be happy with that? So we examined outpatient utilization for both VA and private sector for veterans who lived in New England between 1997 and 1999. And we used zip code data to delineate rural and urban Okay. Well, that's helpful. We anticipated the higher health care needs that we found earlier would equate to higher health care utilization among rural veterans compared to urban veterans. We also thought, because they're closer to private sector than VA care, that they would use more private sector than urban veterans. Well, what we found was not what we expected. We found that compared to veterans living in an urban setting, that rural veterans used fewer primary care services, both in VA and using non-VA services. That same held true for specialty care, mental health, inpatient, everything you can think of, except emergency room care. And you can imagine why that might be. They may not be getting primary care or preventive care, and so they use emergency room care instead. Just the most inefficient way we would want to use our healthcare system. So why does this matter? We have some researchers, health services researchers at Dartmouth, who say more care might not be better. There are economic models suggesting that some services and commodities have a negative marginal return after some inflection point. So, for instance, donuts might be among those. So one donut is good. Couple donuts is okay. But by the time you get to that, like, half dozen or more donuts, you're starting to feel the negative marginal return on your investment. And this is how you might feel, like, too much of a good thing. And our guys at Dartmouth, Gil Welch and Elliot Fisher, think that healthcare follows the same trend. Knowing that where you are on the y-axis, that is where your health status is, doesn't really tell you much about which direction you might need to go to optimize health. You can see that different policy implications might apply to the same level of health status depending where you are on the health resources curve. And that you might, if you're at the red line, you'd want to decrease the number of health services used, where if you're at the green line there, you might want to increase health services. To determine where urban and rural veterans lie on the curve, we needed to analyze longitudinal data. to see how they changed over time. We used the Survey of Health Experiences of Patients, the SHEP survey, which has been administered to about 200,000 veterans per year since 2002 to 2006, and they're still going with it. We can access health services utilization over time because the VA has a great data collection system where they collect everything about anything. And then we can look at if more better in VA patients for rural compared to urban. It doesn't matter where the more comes from, either private sector or VA. So we looked at the population of survey takers overall, and I'll show here in a minute. Both rural and urban veterans look like they are getting a little better over time, actually, slightly. And that might be because we're sampling younger, healthier vets, because remember, these are cross-sectional surveys. However, you can see that the disparity between rural and urban veterans is persisting over time. So what we needed to do is look at a longitudinal cohort of about 5,000 veterans who happened to take the survey in more than 1 year. So Joe Smith, veteran, took it in, say, 2002, and he also took it in 2004. And these are some preliminary findings, that it looks like year to year there are no differences between rural and urban populations. But if you look at the trends, which I hope we can compute here, urban veterans are staying about the same, where rural veterans are losing ground. So to summarize, here's some take-home points. Rural veterans have lower healthcare quality of life than their urban counterparts, both without adjustment, and this might be most important because you can't take a population, say, who live in Vermont and say, well, I'm going to make you just like the Boston population, so I'm going to take 2 years away from you, make you younger by 2 years. You actually get what you get. But even after adjustment, what's something you can do statistically but not clinically, there's still the disparity within disease cohorts and within cohorts over time. Next, we found that rural veterans use fewer healthcare services than their urban counterparts in VA, in private sector, and for those who use both systems. The inpatient, outpatient, specialty care, and mental health, the only thing that they use more of in the private sector was emergency room care. And finally, for rural veterans, lower service utilization might be associated with worsening health-related quality of life. So they may not be getting enough donuts. And the relevant issue is that returning veterans, because of participation by reserves and National Guards, are actually more likely to be rural compared to other wars. Now, that doesn't mean there are more rural veterans now than urban veterans, but just the proportion is greater compared to other wars. And then the Office of Rural Health has been established within the VHA because they've recognized the importance of improving health care for rural veterans. So before we throw the rural veterans out the boat, because doing so might mean more services for urban veterans, and still more people are in urban areas, you might think of other solutions where everyone wins, stays on the boat. Other solutions include that we might benefit from interventions like cooperation of delivery within the private sector, use of novel methods of care delivery like web-based technologies, televideo in these community-based outpatient clinics that the VA has, or even telephone care. We also might think about reallocating resources from urban to rural veterans. So we don't want to get eaten by sharks, but we do hope that our findings and ideas will improve care for rural veterans. that's it. Thanks.